Hi, welcome back to another episode of Girls with Anxiety. I'm Heike.
I'm Tessa.
And we're motherfucking back.
We are back and ready for this season. I want to call it a season and maybe like season two for this GWA, you and I chapter journey type thing. Do you agree?
I agree.
Right? Season two.
It's our podcast and we could call it whatever we want in whatever season or chapter or what have you.
Yeah. I think the season two ring to it and everything that you and I had visions for before the end of the year is like gonna happen. Gonna be put out here on GWA. And obviously, as everyone is aware, we've kind of just taken a little break. And I think it really geared us up for this new season, this new chapter.
I think so too. And I didn't realize that I needed the break as much as I did. Like going through just everything the last like few months, I was like, wow, I really, really just like needed this time to like step away and just focus on just my well-being. And yes, it was much needed, unexpected break for sure. And it was longer than we anticipated, but like I said, so, so needed.
Yeah. And when you and I connected on this topic, it made me really happy that you felt kind of the same way. And I think for very different reasons, which is obviously normal because you and I handle things very differently. And it was almost like an unspoken length of time for this break. And I think we just allowed each other this space to just kind of individually figure out what we need to do. And so I would love to hear about what you did during your break and how you took this time to just check in with yourself and with your mental health.
Yeah. And I want to like go back to what you just said too. Like, I think that we both had this understanding of like that we both need this break, like you said, but with really, it was like unspoken. And I knew that you initially needed this break before I was like, okay, wow, like I needed to step away as well. And it's like, you know, you're in a relationship, you don't want to force something. And I didn't want to like keep pressuring you or speaking about it, knowing that you just didn't have the capacity to even like put any thought into GWA at the moment. So I was just like, you know what? No, like, I'm just gonna like step away and let her like decompress and like refigure or configure. Is that the right word?
Configure.
You know, just like there was so many moving parts in your life that happened all at once that I was just like, this is, and we've always said, this is fun and it's not work and we're not going to put pressure on ourselves. So that's what I just like really trusted and like leaned into. But what have I been up to? You know what? Not much.
Okay.
No. Okay. Well, last time we spoke, I got engaged, still engaged.
Good.
Well, like,
I mean,
haven't gotten married yet because it's been like 5 months since we've like hopped on the mic, almost forgot how to do this. Tessa was like, hey, like waiting for the link. And I'm like, oh yeah, sorry to record.
How do I do this?
So yes, yeah, still engaged. Haven't really planned much of the wedding. There has been so much going on with where we're living. There has just been a lot that has given me anxiety that I never thought I could experience. And I thought like moving to LA was already like a really overwhelming feeling of anxiety that I had never experienced. This like took it out of the ballpark.
Yeah. So I want to pause you just so like everyone can kind of get a grasp about like where you are at. Like you are in Los Angeles.
I'm in Los Angeles and I still love it. I love it so much. But the neighborhood that I'm currently in is just not safe. It's just not safe. Like the end of the day, it's just not safe. You know, a lot of people who live in LA probably experience this, but you know, during the pandemic, RVs were just kind of allowed to like live wherever they want and they had no rules and they kind of just like overtook the city in some areas. And one of those areas being my street, and it was, we all were able to coexist with each other. And then things just started escalating, more started driving onto our street, living, getting closer and closer to my building.
And just, do you live in a building that has like, yes, everyone, I have not been to where Haika lives because
she lives in Hawaii.
So do you live in a building where you have to like have a key to get into a gate, a door to get up to your level?
Okay. Yeah, there's a keypad and everything, but I live on the ground level. I live on the floor. Not on the floor. I live on the floor level, ground level.
Stairs to my home. Okay.
No. So, and my bedroom and my living room window face the street. So, you know, just they started to get more comfortable, starting to get closer, got really comfortable and started taking over our whole street where I live in a community that there's a lot of us, but my building specifically is outside of the gate. So I don't have much protection as the people inside the gate do. So they kind of just like, they see it when they drive in, but other than that, like, it's not a nuisance to them. So then like someone got shot in front of our bedroom window, heard that, saw that, heard the guy. Then there was like a chop shop. There was a prostitution ring, just a bunch of drug dealers. So there was one week where I was shaking every night before I went to bed because my anxiety was just like through the roof. So I'm surprised I was even able to work that week.
Yeah.
So that kind of put a halt to like any planning that Jake and I had for wedding. So yeah, that was just my mental capacity was just survival mode.
Yeah.
It's gotten a lot better, thankfully, but it's kind of like, if it's not one thing, it's another, but I'm trying not to focus on that so much. And just like, I'm safe in my house, just worry about my inside surroundings, Jake, the cats, myself, mm-hmm. and like, that's it. And, you know, I'm grateful for that. But with that, Jake and I are moving.
Woohoo!
So excited. It's very bittersweet because again, I love this. I love my loft. I love it so much, but the location is not great right now. And you know, with every city, there's ebbs and flow. And right now it's not so great. And we're moving to Mission Viejo.
The MV. Have you ever lived in Mission Viejo before?
I have not.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I didn't think I would be moving back to Orange County this soon. Never thought I'd be moving to Mission Viejo. If I was moving to the suburbs, it would be like South Pasadena. But right now, like, I can't complain. I sound very ungrateful, but that's just me being whiny, and I'm allowed that in this safe space. But yeah. Yes. So honestly, that's like what I've been dealing with for the last, like, I want to say maybe like 2 months. It's been like my whole life, really. And my mental health was like deteriorating. I was like, wow, like I was scared that even though Jake and I were going to be moving to a quiet place, that I would never feel quite safe or find like peace of mind. But now I'm feeling like that's a possibility. Like I will find that again.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just been a lot. And I feel like I just like talked for like 25 minutes about like where I live.
Well, no, because that really does sum up the past 2 months, that you've been constantly dealing with so many different situations.
So many, I mean, like there's so much, and there's so much more, but I just like don't want to get into it because it's just like it would take like an hour. Like,
basically, it's enough information that you probably should have just started your own crime podcast.
Oh my God. I was like,
you can't make that shit up. And the fact that it was all actually happening right outside your bedroom window, that is just a constant situation. And of course, yeah, you're probably not the only one who deals with this in the world, but the fact, the matter of it, you have a lot of anxiety. You do always tend to worry. Mm-hmm. And even though you are in closed doors and you have your boyfriend with you and you're not living
fiance.
Fiance. Your fiance. Thank you.
But yeah.
Your fiance is there. And like, I think anyone would feel the way you do. And I think it's such a great opportunity that this like living situation came up and that you are going to transition out. And I know you feel like maybe LA didn't have the run that you wanted to, but you can always go back.
Exactly. And like, I am so, so fortunate and lucky that we were given this opportunity. It's an opportunity that we just like can't pass up. It'd be silly, you know?
Yeah.
And Jake's anxiety has been like through the roof, like living here too. So like we both just like couldn't really like catch a break. And you know, if one has really bad anxiety, like someone else is going to, we're going to like feed off of each other. So, you know, I've been trying really hard just to be like, stay grounded, take a few deep breaths before like I open my mouth. Cause like we all know on here that I'm someone that needs to vocalize like what I'm going through. And sometimes I'm like, okay, like step back a little bit, like let me just internalize this a little bit and not like project.
I think that's incredible, because I think that's something that you've had to train yourself to do, and that's not easy.
Yeah,
you know,
but that's what I've been up to. So again, that's why like wedding planning has been put on a like major halt, because we just haven't been able to really think about anything else. Like, it's affected our relationship too, you know.
I'm sure.
Like, I don't know if this is like too TMI, but like we've only had sex like twice in the last like month and a half, because one of us is just like on the verge of a breakdown because of just how stressful this place is. You know, like I feel bad, but like we both understand that like there's a lot going on.
Yeah. I mean, like it's a distraction, but it gets to the point where there's a lot of heaviness to it. Mm-hmm. And the backstory of like several circumstances that you guys deal with nightly. And then like you add fucking work on that all day long. And then your fucking night is ruined because someone's just shot dead in the street.
Okay. Like, preface, person got shot in the foot. He's fine.
Oh yeah. And so I think, you know, this Orange County move, I get it. But I think it's going to be able to enhance the next layer of your relationship, where you guys can really focus on the future and planning your wedding and get super excited about it. Because right now there's no excitement whatsoever.
No. And I remember like asking my therapist, I'm like, I just don't want to become a basic bitch moving to Mission Viejo. And I know that I'm not. These are like my fears. I told her that I feel like I'm going to be missing out on something, but I don't know what that is up in LA. And the funny thing is, like, I don't go out. Like, I honestly, like, I just stay at home. What's really been helping me with my anxiety, though, is puzzling. So I just stay at home and puzzle. And it helps me with my anxiety and maybe my memory too. Maybe it's like keeping me sharp, but I feel like I'm just sounding like a really whiny, complaining, ungrateful bitch, but I'm not. And like, again, is like our safe place and this is what I've been going through. And like, I just wanted to like fill you guys in like authentically, like my real emotions.
Yeah. And that's exactly why I asked the question and why we're telling everyone what's up. Like, where you been? What have you guys been doing? And it's like, well, even though it seems like a really long time, like it feels like a lot longer than 2 months.
That what?
That we've just like kind of taken a break.
Tessa, it's been like 5 months.
Since what?
We've recorded.
Really?
Since December.
Yeah. I thought
we recorded one interview with a gal. But we were supposed to come back in February. You keep thinking it's March.
I have no idea.
It's May.
Yeah, it is May. I know that's May 2nd. But so we didn't put anything out in January.
No.
January, March. Oh, wow. Holy shit.
Like our last episode was like December something. Yeah. Well, tell us where you've been. Cause obviously it's not here.
No, I have not, but I actually feel like I've been present in my personal life and just to go back to, you know, when you and I had this unspoken conversation of like, we just need a break. You know, I always think about GWA. Like I told you the other night, like I actually need to write down the shit that I think about in the middle of the night, because I feel like that's when my most creative thoughts are flowing. Mm-hmm. And I just felt there was a point where I couldn't authentically give what I wanted to give. I didn't want to be a fake. You know, I had a huge transition and everything kind of went steadfast with this new job. And then the new year hit and we have had a plethora of guests who come, and which is so much fun. Like, of course I stress out. I want to get my house clean before they come. I want everything to be perfect. And with the full-time job and my psychoness, and I want to like give my animals enough attention that they need because I'm gone for 8 hours plus a day, that I put everything on myself to make it perfect and kind of overcommit in a timely, like, oh, you just fucked yourself over because there's really not enough time. Yeah, and why do I care if I like, you know, didn't clean the windows in the bathroom or the guest bathroom? I don't know.
Yeah. You're burning yourself at both ends of the candle, whatever that saying is.
Yes. So I got to a point and I told you, I don't know if that was text or a phone call or what have you. I really had to be honest. It's like, I was not in a place where I felt like I could give anyone who would be listening, like not advice, I don't know. I just could not give what I wanted to give because I didn't have it in me.
Yeah, no, like, I see a complete shift like from when we FaceTimed, like when was it? Maybe back in March
or March
or February. I can't remember when we had like a FaceTime chat with each other and you just kind of seemed a little bit like a shell of yourself. And now it's like back to like the old Tessa.
Yeah, I think I needed to take a break to find that balance again, to weave my self-care. And mm-hmm. I was driving today and I've been listening to a lot of Brené Brown podcasts. And, you know, they really dove into talking about the transition of going back to work. And for me, I was really grateful that I didn't work for the first year and a half, I think, of COVID when I moved out to Hawaii and transitioning into a full-time job. Like, it has been hard to find that balance because it's like COVID never existed here. It's quote unquote back to normal. And my time for me is like, my time is so precious. Like mm-hmm. I like quality time for myself, with my boyfriend, with my animals. And then of course, when guests are in town, like I am fully present. Like I am giving them the quality time because they are out here. And it's different because I do have a full-time job. Mm-hmm. But like my host hat never turns off. Mm-mm. Like I always want to go above and beyond. And I've just been going at like 1,000 miles an hour. And that hasn't stopped since like last year, like when it was wedding after wedding and all the events and flying back home so many times, like then accepting a full-time job and still being on DUWA. And just, I moved to Hawaii being a yes girl. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say yes to every opportunity because I was living a content life back in San Clemente. And I think yes is almost too poisonous for me. Mm-hmm. Because I have a hard time saying no. And I know we definitely talk about that all the time. But actually, the other day, my boyfriend's amazing mother sent me this thing. She goes, I thought of you. Aww. And I was like, this is 100% me. And let me find it. To protect your energy, it's okay to cancel a commitment. It's okay to not answer that call. It's okay to change your mind. It's okay to want to be alone. It's okay to take a day off. It's okay to do nothing. It's okay to speak up. It's okay to let go.
And, I love that.
Right? I mean, it resonated with me because, of course, feeling this lack of showing up for you and GWA was eating at me for sure. But granted, it was only because I wanted to show up for you and show up for myself and show up for GWA in an authentic way. And I think I just kind of weave some self-care back in. And but yeah, so I'm sorry that I thought it was a 2-month break, but clearly it's a lot longer.
Well, you know that I have always been okay with, you know, whenever our needs are, you know?
Yeah.
Like if we need a break or to push back, like I'm always like, yeah, it's fine. Like it's no big deal. We all, like we say, we always figure it out.
Yeah, it always works out.
It always works out. And, you know, I have to respect the fact that you're coming to me and being honest and saying like, hey, like I'm so fucking burnt out. Like I can't be like authentically me right now in recording. So like, why would I even pressure you to like be someone you're not when it's like so important for us on here that we always speak about like boundaries and like being true to ourselves and like saying yes to us, you know?
Yeah. And I think we do have a deep passion for wanting to show up for people and for each other and to like have the ability to listen and carve out the time. And I think that is also something I wanted to touch on with, you know, navigating through coordinating your schedule, your life, my schedule, my life. Like we are in two different places and it's totally doable, but it's, you know, jumping through some hoops here and there. And I think we've come to an understanding that we now have some really fun ideas for this season and how we want to like jump into our crazy lives. Like you're about to have a move, like shit's gonna get crazy. Moving fucking sucks.
Oh my God. I never thought that I'd be moving so much in like such a short amount of time. Like Jake and I have been in LA for almost 4 years now, and this will be like our third move. I'm just like, come on.
Moving seriously is the worst. And I know that we'll be able to show up even if you're moving, or if you're like, Tessa, I can't fucking do it because I am so stressed. We're moving and I just don't have time. And so we have plan B.
Yeah. And I'm just super excited too, because with this break, I've learned to just like chill the fuck out when it comes to GWA, because I'm someone that needs to be with my work a perfectionist. We've talked about it before on here, but like, go with our plan, what we want, what works for us the best. And if that means we don't record for a week and only have 3 episodes a month or 2 episodes a month, a guest 1 month, a guest not another month. I could have said that better, but that's like how it came out. That's how it's going to roll. And I think stepping back and not being like such a perfectionist with this is going to be like more enjoyable for me, because I was putting way too much pressure on myself.
Well, mind you, when we both decided to like take off with DWA, like we were at such different points of our life. I wasn't working full time. I think you've like enhanced your hours since then. So yes, there's been a lot of different changes in our life, that not that we didn't have the passion anymore to that day we had when, you know, we were being asked questions like, what's your vision for DWA? Like, what do you want to do? Like, what's your platform? Like, we took it fucking really serious. Like, mm-hmm. we soaked it up like a sponge. We want DWA to be the most perfect thing in the world. We wanted to create this platform, and talked about merch and yada, yada, yada. And it's like, that's fucking great. However, it is just you and I.
Yeah. And if it happens, that's great. But if it doesn't, yeah, like I said, like, I think we always say we do this for fun, but I don't know how seriously we took that, like leaned into this is just for fun. And like, we really need to be like, yes, this is just for fun, and mm-hmm. lean into that and not put so much pressure on ourselves, because we put pressure on ourselves in so many other aspects of our life. So if we just like chilled, like I needed to make sure the stories went out at the same time and this and that and that, and it's like, no one is paying attention besides me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and thank you for doing that, but like, no, you're right, because again, you and I are just one Heike and one Tessa.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of other shit that's going on in our life. And mm-hmm. we love being able to show up for everyone who listens, and we appreciate everyone who continues to listen. But like, we're going to give you the fucking real right now. Like, mm-hmm. it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of coordination. And now what we just want to do is just show up, shoot the shit, talk about our anxiety, our fucked up days, your fucked up nights, and hopefully, you know, counting down the days that they won't be, you know, super fucked up. But like, this is what's going on. This is mm-hmm. what's going on in our lives. And we don't have all the answers, and we never will. And I think we really tried to figure out a lot of the answers.
Yeah. And we were just trying to be so like, not perfect, but just like navigate in a way that like, we wanted to sound like we knew what we were talking about. And like, we do know what we were talking about, but I think we were overthinking it way too much and trying to be like, not perfect, I guess, perfect. And like, mm-hmm. like we always say, like, anxiety is not perfect. And like, neither is this podcast. And we just wanted to be not frauds. And like, I think we were just holding ourselves up to a standard that's just way too high to be achievable. I don't know. Like, I think
it was just not realistic anymore.
It's not realistic.
It kind of did take the fun out of it. And I think you and I both had an aha moment that, you know, or maybe it was just me like breaking the ice, like getting on here and being who I am. And the past couple months, it was like, okay, stepping back and reflecting, it's like, it's okay to put myself first. And you and I even talked about how cool it's been to see how many different people on social media being like, hey guys, taking a break,
mm-hmm.
like just needed to step away and really focus on myself. And I was like, that's so rad. Like mm-hmm. more of that, like just because we don't put an episode out or we're not putting a story up, it doesn't mean we're not relevant because what we're doing is actually extremely relevant because we're taking care of ourselves and we want to lead by example.
Exactly.
All in all, we're back and we're so excited to just show up as our weird fucking selves. And if sometimes we don't show up, like, you actually have this super insight as to why. And Haika was all brilliant with her questions and social media shit and asked some questions. And thank you guys for answering.
Yeah, thank you so much. Like, that was so kind of you. And like, I'm excited that you guys are excited that we're coming back.
It means, it means, honest,
it means the world to us. You have no idea. It really does.
So it sounds like you guys are going to prefer some more guest episodes. So if you have any people you want, you can just send them our way. We'll definitely get some kick-ass people to interview. Great news is we had the vision that we were going to talk about everything. So thanks for wanting to also just hear it all, no matter if it is anxiety or not.
Yeah. Like, we're ready to talk about like any topic under the sun, really. Cause I don't think we only need to focus on anxiety because we are so much more than anxiety.
100%. Anxiety does not define you, does not define me, doesn't define anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Haika with this week's best, because she's all brilliant with her products, which she's gotten me addicted to, and clearly everyone else, because they want this week's best all the time.
If I could be like a micro beauty influencer, then I've made it. If I can influence you or like two other people, like, I'm happy.
No, I think you're influencing a lot of people because they want this week's best every week. Should we add video? I've always thought it's been a good idea. I mean, right now, I'm not sure if I want this.
No, it's like 9 o'clock my time. It's
6 o'clock my time.
Yeah, I look like a fucking potato right now because I have terrible cramps. I'm just like in a sweatshirt. Nothing wrong with that. But like, I will like make myself look good for you guys. Today is not the day.
Ditto. And Haika again with this fucking TikTok shit. I'll think about it. Allegedly Haika doesn't know how to do it, but I secretly think she does.
No, I still haven't made a TikTok video, and I just, you know, sit and scroll. I have like a few followers. Most of them are like all Kevin Costner, like fan followers. So it's really weird. It's like fan page followers. I'm like, why is Kevin Costner's like fan page following me? Like, why is there like 7 of them? It's weird.
I love Kevin Costner. Thank you. We're also very excited to be back in action. So yes, duh. And we're back.
We are back. We're fucking back.
We're back.
We're back. And I'm so happy. I'm so excited.
We really are excited. And thanks for understanding. But I'm proud of both of us that we took this break to do what we needed to do. And we'll definitely keep diving more into that. I think everything will kind of unravel a lot of things that I've been inspired by during this time. And a lot of things that I often want to talk about to you, to my other friends, just to anybody who will listen, that there's a lot of shit going on. And it's really cool that it can relate to us and other people our age, or even younger, or even older, that feel the same way, that we're just in a weird transition still, at least in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I would love to dive more into that later on in the month, whatever Definitely. Episode we choose to talk about. Transitions into the work world. Like, I can't wait to talk to you about like how you feel working from home, because I'm fucking jealous that you do. Like, you know, so many people are in this transition going back to the office, and it fucking sucks.
Like, yeah, it's like a hybrid too, because like some people like still get to work from home but still have to go into the office a few days a week. It's interesting. I actually went into the office for the very first time last Monday for a photo shoot. Yeah. And I was like walking around the property, like, where am I? And security guard's like, ma'am. And I'm like, hi, what are you? He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm trying to find a photo shoot. He's like, that way.
I'm working.
I work here, but I work from home.
Yeah, I think there's a lot we want to share with you guys. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait and just put it out in the this live stream of GWA where you can access it no matter what, no matter what time it is, no matter where you are.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Like, when you texted me saying like, okay, I'm ready, I didn't know if I was ready to like continue, because it was weird. I didn't have the excitement that I thought I would have. I was like, okay. And again, it could have been just like everything that I'm going through and like just like residual anxiety of that. But I'm fucking excited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited. No, like I've missed this so much. And I think that like you and I both need this more than anything, like right now.
Yeah, totally. I think it's the perfect timing. I think we have a really full heart to pour out into season two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we always talked about how we wanted to just like give no fucks when we came on. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is the perfect time. Like we could fully feel like we could do that.
Yeah, I think we're two different people than when we first started. I mean, you've have several seasons, chapters of GWA, but like from my first session, season, what have you, like I'm a totally different person.
I mean, I'm a different age now. That's what happened. I turned 34.
Oh, as if.
I turned 34 during this. You asked me like what I've been up to, and I said nothing really. Oh, I turned 34.
That's a great age.
It is. I feel great.
Yeah, another year wiser.
Mm-hmm.
Another year wiser.
Yeah, that's what I've been up to. As soon as you turn 34, you start puzzling.
Miss Puzzle Master, eh?
They're actually really cool, and this brand will be one of my this week's best.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to have to wait until the next episode to hear what the best puzzles are. I mean, I'm shocked that you're not going to do a product, but puzzles, I'm in for it.
Well, no, I have like three, like I have like stuff ready for my this week's best, but I feel like it's like too jam packed this week of us just like catching everyone up that like, you guys will just have to wait. We'll leave you cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I mean, just like,
wait and see.
Wait and see. Does anyone care? I care.
I think they do. I care.
But I will say, and I'm just telling this to you, like this has, and I'll tell this guys will be another cliffhanger because this will be one of my this week's best. But this, it's a gift that Tessa got me. I've already repurchased it twice.
That is incredible.
It smells so good. And that's all the clue that I will give you.
It smells really good.
It smells really good.
I love it.
I love it. And I love you.
I love you too. And
I'm happy that like we're doing this again and we're back and that we just had this like understanding of like we will come back when it's ready. And that this break was good. It was really good.
Yeah. And we're ready to just show up again. And it feels all like, you know.
Like butterflies in your stomach, like ready.
Yeah. Like a little shimmy in my shoulders.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
Like we needed this and it's like exciting again.
It is.
Not that it was never not exciting, but you know.
No. Totally. Again. Transitioning, adjusting, yada, yada, yada.
Growing, evolving. Like the last episode, what was it? Like resting and celebrating. There was a lot of resting.
And a lot of celebrating.
And a lot of celebrating.
So now we've got that out of our little nook and cranny and we're sliding into season two, bitches.
Fucking love it.
All right. Well, where can you find us, Micah?
Oh my God. See, I forgot how to do this. Thanks so much for listening. Please subscribe, rate, review. You leave us a rating on Apple and Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Girls W Anxiety Podcast. Maybe next time my personal TikTok will become Girls with Anxiety Podcast. We'll just switch it over. Cute. And
love you. Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Okay, bye.